At a United Nations meeting yesterday, international donors offered billions of dollars more than expected to help rebuild earthquake-devastated Haiti.
Over 100 countries participating in a one-day conference in New York have promised to provide the impoverished Caribbean country with $5.3 billion for the next 2 years, with a total longer-term commitment of some $9 billion.
The United Nations has hoped to raise $3.9 billion at the conference. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said the pledges were far beyond expectations.
We spoke to Policy and Advocacy Coordinator at Progressio, Lizette Robledo-Gonzalez, to find out how this aid would be spent.
The good thing is that the conference highlighted three areas of priority. The first one is the rebuilding of destroyed infrastructure. The second one is the strengthening of governance institutions and the refocusing of the economy. But of particular interest in Haiti, which is the development of a rural agricultural strategy. And that is very important because most Haitians are small-scale farmers. And so there is the need for the development of an appropriate and a strong agricultural strategy that helps them to overcome a dependency in the future.